When I'm gone, Mel C and Brian Adams here at Loving Life 103.1. Well, of course, last week we spoke about the Plunge Festival, but part of the Plunge is the In Focus competition. I'm pleased to say Sarah Nash joins us back in the studio. Hello.
Good morning.
This is exciting because this is where you open up the front page of the booklet to the community to give us their best snapshot.
Yes, the cover of the Plunge program, and then all the images inside are part of the In Focus competition, and a big, large-scale exhibition at the Grafton Regional Gallery.
Which I saw last year, this year, and it was amazing.
Yes, this year. We can still say this.
Yeah, we can say this year.
For another 6 weeks.
It was amazing. Just the how big it was.
Yeah, they've blown up to, you know, what some of them are 2 by 2 metres, and they're just such great photos.
So tell us about the competition. How do we get involved?
So the competition is open to anyone who has taken a photo in the Clarence Valley, and we'd prefer it if it was in the last 12 months. And it just needs to be a photo that showcases what's best about our community, where we live. It can be the people, the places, nature, buildings. It could be of an event, but just something that really captures the heart of the Clarence.
And does it have to be like done on a professional camera, or can it be done on a phone?
No. A few years ago, we changed the categories. The categories used to be about what type of camera you were using, but we've scrapped that because there's just so many different types of cameras now, and so many people are taking amazing shots on their phones. So it's open to any format. So a phone photo, a drone photo,
wow,
a little compact camera, GoPro, or a full-on digital SLR.
Okay, so we just need to get that to you.
Yes, you can get that to me by uploading your photo on the form on the council website. It's a super easy form. You just put in your name and contact details, a name for your photo in case you win, and then upload the shot.
And when do we find out the winner?
We find out the winner when the Plunge program is released. So that's about the end of January, beginning of Feb.
Okay. All right. That's not too far away.
No. The entries close on the 11th of January. We do a mad scramble to file all the images, and some of the Valley's well-known photographers judge the winners. We've got 5 prizes. Each prize gets $500.
Wow.
And that covers your copyright for being in the Plunge book, and your exhibition fee for being part of the exhibition.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. $500, that's pretty good.
I know. So, and a bit of bragging rights,
yeah,
for having your photo as a winner.
So everyone should start snapping.
Well, or just go through your camera roll.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because you just never know what could be on there.
All those photos that you've saved, this could be why you've saved them.
All right. So we just go to council's website,
yes,
and the In Focus competition,
yes,
entry form is on there.
Yes. Yeah. Just search In Focus, or you can email infocus@clarence.nsw.gov.au if you need any further information.
Fantastic. All right. We only have until the 11th of January, though.
11th of January,
all
which
right,
is plenty of time.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, thank you for coming in this morning.
Pleasure.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
We'll see you soon. Sarah Nash, of course, from Clarence Valley Council and the Plunge Festival, which gets underway around April next year.
The countdown is on for the annual Team Aiden Christmas Market and Auction this Sunday, November 23rd.